Scholars at the Brookings Institution, a Washington-based research organization, Tuesday debated the question of American unilateralism, specifically the preemptive U.S. military action against Iraq, taken without the endorsement of the U.N. Security Council. James Steinberg, the director of foreign policy studies at Brookings, says the U.S. military action against Iraq may be justified because Iraq flagrantly defied Security Council demands for disarmament. But Mr. Steinberg says there are risks for acting alone.
While you can argue that the United States has kind of blown the whole international system open by acting unilaterally, the question was who was going to stand up and act on behalf of the Council's own resolutions. So I think on both sides there are some real risks here that need to be addressed and repaired if we're going to think about the alternatives to having the United States feel like it is the only actor that is capable of acting and therefore will act irrespective of what others think.
Mr. Steinberg was foreign policy advisor to President Clinton. Jessica Matthews, president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says she wants to see just how large a role will the United Nations play in rebuilding Iraq. She says some policymakers inside the Bush administration are skeptical about the United Nations.
You see, this was all a waste of time. The UN should just be a giant NGO that delivers food and water and blankets. And everything else serious should be done by the U.S., et cetera.
James Steinberg says both the Bush administration and the United Nations mishandled the pre-Iraq war debate.
No one is covered with a lot of glory in this entire episode. I mean, there's no question about the risks about the unilateral actions that the Bush administration has taken. On the other hand, the UN's dealing with the problem of disarmament of Iraq over the last 12 years has also not been an endorsement about the effectiveness of the Security Council.
Concern about Washington's tendency to act on its own has been raised mainly by countries aspiring for influence in their regions, including Russia, China, Germany, and France. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.